Just got easier.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Arrest made, Juno success. I'm Barbara Cusack. Italian police have detained a homeless man in the death of an American student. Bo Sullivan's body was found in the Tiber River. A history-making moment as NASA's Juno spacecraft kicked into orbit circling Jupiter. NASA's Jeff Yowder on the milestone moment.
A mission of this complexity to accomplish tonight is just truly amazing. And it really highlights the partnership and the teamwork between NASA and our contractors and our partners to be able to achieve this amazing, amazing mission.
Correspondent Bob Costantini reports President Obama travels to North Carolina later today. He'll be joining Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail.
For the first time in recent political memory, a two-term president will campaign alongside the candidate of his party looking to succeed him.
And I'm with her. I am fired up.
The Charlotte appearance will be the first, but look for more joint events in key states.
I'm Barbara Cusack. Last year's terror attack in Paris will be the focus of a report to be released today. The report analyzes French intelligence failings before the deadly Islamic extremist attacks. One of the most visible advocates for Great Britain's leaving the European Union is resigning as the head of his party. Nigel Farage says his job within the UK Independence Party has been accomplished.
I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum. And so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside.
Britain's immigration minister says he can't guarantee EU citizens who live in the UK will be able to stay after the country leaves the bloc. Tops at the box office, Finding Dory with an estimated $50.2 million over the four-day weekend, placing second The Legend of Tarzan with a $45.6 million take. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by IKEA. The fireworks show on the National Mall came off as planned despite the rain, but elsewhere around the area, a number of fireworks displays were pushed back until tonight. Greenbelt's fireworks show has been pushed back to tonight, as has the show at the University of Maryland College Park. Fireworks in Gaithersburg and on Solomon's Island have been rescheduled for this Friday night. And Frederick has rescheduled its fireworks display for July 24th. Well, it's a new month, and a new section of Metro Rail track is now impacted as part of the Safe Track initiative.
We're now into phases 3 and 4 of Safe Track, this time impacting service on the blue and yellow line starting today for 14 days between Reagan National and Braddock Road and National Airport in Pentagon City. Shuttle buses will be available, but the airport's authority's Margaret McKeo says if you prefer to drive,
we highly, highly recommend that you use our reservation system that is on our website.
She says the key will be planning ahead and giving yourself plenty of time to get there. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Baseball's All-Star break is next week, but we've just hit the numeric halfway point of the season, and the Nationals are sitting pretty in first place in the NL East.
No question they're living up to expectations, and I think a lot of it has to do with Dusty Baker.
MLB.com Nats beat reporter Bill Ladson says Dusty's a much better communicator than his predecessor, Matt Williams, was. Among the breakout stars this year, Danny S. Espinoza, Wilson Ramos, but not Bryce Harper.
This year's been okay. He's not having the MVP year he had last year. Part of that is because he's walking a lot.
And other hitters aren't making opponents pay as much as they should, he says.
They have to be more consistent in terms of getting base hits with runners in scoring position.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, another great outing by Max Scherzer, but no run support as the Nats lose to Milwaukee. The O's drop their fifth straight to the Dodgers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9. FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problem on the Beltway, the outer loop of the Beltway right before Branch Avenue. There is an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Police are out there. This one reportedly involves six vehicles, and that has traffic starting to back up to St. Barnabas Road. In Rockville, westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, there is a downed tree that's blocking a lane. So far, 66 and 270 in pretty good shape, along with 395. UpGarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clouds for our Tuesday. Chance for showers and storms will top out right around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. Early patchy fog tomorrow. Slight chance for showers and storms, high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 70 in Frederick, 75 degrees in Washington. 5 years and 1.7 billion miles later, NASA's Juno spacecraft arrives at Jupiter. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:06. It's WMAL. It's the 5th of July. Happy Independence Day. We'll keep celebrating today. Why not? Larry O'Connor here alongside Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Dust filling in for Brian Wilson. Morning, Gunny.
Good morning, motivator. So glad you're up with us.
Great to have you here. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Representative Pete Hoekstra, former House Intel Committee Chairman. Talk to him about the rash of terrorist attacks we saw over the weekend around the globe. 8:05, Susan Fricchio, Washington Examiner, as Congress looks to get back to work this week. And then at 8:35, Vince Colanese, Daily Caller. Talk to him about all the comings and goings in the presidential runoffs, especially Hillary Clinton being interviewed by the FBI. That's all coming up today. Keep it right here on Mornings on the Mall. But first, let's get right to yesterday's July 4th celebration down on the Mall, the Capitol 4th. You know, we talked about it quite a bit. The great Alison Porter, who won The Voice, she was the she sang the national anthem and God Bless America. She was with Dan Mandis yesterday morning here, and thank you to Dan for filling in. We spoke with Tom Bergeron on Friday. He was the host of the show. It's a big deal, this whole Capitol 4th thing. And it was a pretty good concert, Jesse Jane. Did you check it out at all?
I actually was trying to get to sleep so I could get here early.
Don't blame you. You're still a rookie. See, I figured out the art of not getting any sleep. But
that's your excuse.
But,
huh?
So you may have missed this controversy here. Maybe you're picking up on it now.
I heard.
Here, this is, you know, it's your typical 4th of July thing. They do the whole concert. Everybody's performing. And then they cut to the fireworks. It's time for the fireworks. And they start showing the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Everyone saw what happened. You just heard Bill Thompson explain that many fireworks celebrations were canceled last night and rescheduled for tonight. Because, as luck would have it, we had some pretty bad rain last night.
Yes.
It was nasty.
Uh-huh.
Not a great experience for watching fireworks. It was the worst, frankly, of the entire, you know, 3-4 day weekend that we all celebrated Independence Day. Last night was the absolute worst night to have fireworks.
It was
overcast. It was rainy. Even if you do shoot them up, as we saw when they they shot them up down at the mall.
Yes.
And you basically had these clouds glowing different colors, and at the very underneath the cloud, you could see the very bottom
of the
maybe the
firework.
Bottom third of
right,
the firework.
Right. I didn't even expect to watch it on TV because I figured because of the rain, it would have been either canceled or bad.
Well, here's what PBS did, and this is where the controversy comes in, and we need you to chime in on this controversy. You will solve this problem as to whether this was the right thing for PBS to do or not, because they're getting criticized for it. They start showing the fireworks, the music's playing. And you see, you don't see anything, you know, just like everyone standing on the mall. You didn't see anything. You saw the clouds glowing, bottom part of the fireworks. Then, about 20 seconds into the song, they cut to a different shot of the mall from, like, you know, almost an aerial shot of Arlington, looking at the mall that way, like if you're standing at the Iwo Jima Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked beautiful. It was a pristine, clear sky.
Perfect.
You could see the Lincoln Monument and the Washington Monument and even the Capitol Dome without any scaffolding around it glowing. And you see all these fireworks. And if you're watching at home, you're like, wow. Boy,
cleared up.
It's really cloudy over where the concert is, but boy, over there, it looks
really
gorgeous.
Good.
And of course, it became obvious pretty quickly that they showed stock footage.
Mm-hmm.
They went back and they showed footage of the fireworks from many years ago. And people are of two minds on this, and that's why we want you to chime in. Was this the right thing for PBS to do? Because people all around the country, all around the world for that matter, are looking to have
exactly.
a nice fireworks experience. They tuned in for fireworks, and PBS delivered. They gave them fireworks. They just didn't give them the actual fireworks that were being shot off at the mall last night. So did they do the right thing by doing that, or should they have stuck with the lousy-looking fireworks, but at least stuck with the truth of what was happening? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Do you think that PBS did the right thing, or are you annoyed that PBS lied to us and actually showed false footage of the 4th of July? 888-630-WMAL. You know where I'm going with this,
right,
Jesse Jane.
But they played the music, and that to me was even more important, that they at least did not use stock footage of music. They did play the actual music that was being played. It was at the actual concert, which in my opinion, nobody's going to tune in and watch a cloudy fireworks show. I mean, it's just like, come on, really? I think they had to do it. They had really no option.
So if a network is showing the Super Bowl and by the end of the first half it's a blowout and the game is lousy, so do they start showing like one of the classic Super Bowls?
You cannot compare it to the Super Bowl.
The PBS Capital Fourth is supposed to be a documentation and a live broadcast of what is happening right now on the mall in Washington, D.C.
It's not a documentary, though. It's a fireworks show. And they kept the music live. They kept the music the same. So they had actually, that in itself was live. I think they did the right thing because, honestly, if my parents had tuned in from California and saw a, you know, cloudy fireworks show, they would have just been, they would have changed the channel.
So the important thing is to keep ratings and not tell the truth.
They could have said,
truth be damned, we just want to make sure people don't turn
away. Would you
have
been okay if they had said, because it is so cloudy, we're going to show, you know,
they should have.
I agree with that.
They should have done that. And
you're not saying that they had to show the actual fireworks. They just had to tell us that we were seeing previous.
It was the deception involved that bothered me. Even though we could all see through it. We could all see through it.
I'm
it was
so
still
sorry.
Deceptive. I think if they, as soon as they showed the footage, as soon as they showed the stock footage or the fireworks of years past, they should have said, you know, these are highlights from just a graphic,
Twitter followers caught them. That's where it was. Followers caught them because, well, you know, like you had said, the scaffolding was down. That right there, anybody who lives here knows that this scaffolding isn't coming down for a while.
Right.
And that was a big giveaway. And then also anybody who lives here knows it was overcast.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, and also, by the way, anybody who was watching knew that. That's the thing. It was pretty transparent. It was pretty obvious what they were doing. Why not just stick a graphic up there? We'll tell you a little bit of the Twitter response to that and also how PBS has responded, because this did become a thing through the night, and PBS has issued quite a few responses to the controversy. I'll tell you that in just a moment as well, but it has truly become an issue. Roger in Bethesda wants to jump in and chime in as to whether he think it was the right thing to do. Roger, do you believe with Jesse Jane that the be-all and end-all here is that people sitting at home in Peoria gets to see some nice televised fireworks, or do you agree with me that PBS needs to tell the truth?
Well, of course, PBS should tell the truth, which would be easy, by running a banner saying where these are recorded fireworks. But, you know, if you work for MSNBC and got fired because of Trayvon Martin, or you're Katie Couric and your editor got fired for doing what they did, they had to find a job someplace. PBS.
This was like Brian Williams' old writer,
right?
Roger. This is how we're
exactly.
Getting
right.
So now, okay, Roger, you're being fun, and we love it when you are fun with us, but let me be devil's advocate against you. They're going to say, listen, this wasn't journalism. We weren't reporting on a news event. This was a show, and we were providing a show. So, I mean, can you fault them for that?
You can when they do not say to you, due to technical conditions, whether we are running recordings, because we have to. And also, there may be other networks which would have the thing live. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just PBS, and people could go there if they wanted to try to catch it live.
Yeah. All right, Roger. Thanks for that. I appreciate you calling in, and happy 5th of July to you.
No, it would have been well if they had at least put something on the bottom. They didn't even have to say anything. You know, if they wanted to keep it very low-key, just in the bottom corner, you know, hey, this is
yes,
stock footage.
You've also got an incredibly talented, glib fast on his feet hosts like Tom Bergeron, who deals with live performances all the time with Dancing with the Stars, he could have made a really
witty comment
about it. He could have thrown in a joke, and we would have all understood. And again, everybody did understand. We'll read you some of the Twitter responses of people who were amused and at times outraged. Because, you know, if you're expressing your opinion on Twitter, even about video footage of fireworks, you must express outrageous outrage on Twitter.
Trust me, I'm on Twitter. They're always mad.
We'll also give you PBS's response and your response. 888-630-9625. Did PBS do the right thing by cutting away and no longer showing the truth of our horrible, disgusting, overcast night last night? And then showing stock footage of fireworks of days gone by. 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, no, it is.
Oh, no, it ain't. Okay. That's right. Oh, thanks for catching me. It won't happen again. Sorry.
What is it? What is this, PBS?
Yeah, exactly. Can we cut to a Jamie episode when we had really good traffic? Just pulled in one of the old Jamie traffic reports.
On a really good project.
Ford now has some problems on the Beltway. This is the outer loop right before Branch Avenue. Two left lanes are blocked. Police are out. The scene of this accident supposedly revolves about six vehicles right now. Traffic is backing up to St. Barnabas Road in Rockville. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, there's a downed tree blocking all lanes. Police and fire departments out there. Eastbound side's open. Eastbound the Dulles Toll Road right before Leesburg Pike going up to Spring Hill Road. Traffic is starting to slow down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank you, Dave Solomon. Won't happen again. It might happen again. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers or storms, so not a great day for fireworks today either. High near 90 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. And then tomorrow, early patchy fog, increasing clouds, and maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Going to be a hot one tomorrow, too. 92 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's 75 degrees. It's 517 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It was a beautiful moment, the 1812 Overture playing and Army artillery out there shooting off the cannons. It was awesome. What? It wasn't the Army artillery? What?
It was not the artillery.
Who shoots off cannons over at the Capitol?
I'm sure it's, you know.
No. I think it really was the U.S. Army.
Really?
They had some sort of ceremonial. Yeah, they had a bunch of military ceremonial. Don't, you know what? Just because you have a little bit more military knowledge than I do.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Just
bit.
A little.
As
your 25-year veteran is playing with your G.I. Joe and, you know, those little combat green men.
I toured the Naval Academy this weekend with my 14-year-old who was dying to go to the academy.
She'll have more experience than you anytime
soon. She already
soon.
Does. She already does. Yeah. Although she was pretty excited about the cannons. I said, sorry, baby, go to the Navy.
I think it's the band.
No. These. I'm telling you. All right. We will research
this. Maybe. They dragged all those artillery guns out there. And
it really is. There's like a ceremonial thing. Here's Tom Bergeron last night introducing the fireworks.
Thank you, Cassidy. And now with the fireworks going off behind us, here are Jack Everly and the National Symphony Orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture.
And you can hear the fireworks. You heard them exploding back there as he was doing it. But the problem is, about 30 seconds in, they cut to stock footage of fireworks. It was like suddenly, like an Ed Wood movie, you know? They just grabbed whatever was in the can.
It started cloudy and then went clear?
And then immediately it was clear. And it became this parlor game for us. Like everyone, my kids and Meredith, my wife, and my friend from out of town, we're all, you know, first of all, debating whether they should have done this. But it's like, okay, well, this couldn't have been last year's fireworks because there's no scaffold on the Capitol building. And it couldn't have been the year before that. Was there still scaffolding on the Washington Monument that, you know, we're trying to like piece it together?
You know, they planned ahead for this. So would have thought they would have used last year so that at least the scaffolding would have been up.
Yeah.
But then it just
becomes but last year the scaffolding was all the way up and this year it's only at the very bottom.
But it's better than footage with none.
John in Frederick, you're at WMAL. Did PBS do the right thing by delivering, you know, nice looking fireworks even though there were lousy fireworks last night?
Good morning. I just like to say, without a disclaimer, it's fraudulent. And didn't China do the same thing when they had the Olympics that showed the smog free Beijing? And who is PBS competing with where they need to grab the viewers anyway?
I forgot about that, John. You're right. During the Beijing Olympics, when they kept showing all these shots of Beijing looking totally clean. You know, no smog, everything clean. Is beautiful. It's
when was that footage? 100 years ago?
Right, yeah. Everyone was on
pollution.
Bicycles. John, thanks for that. I totally forgot about that. Well, they're presenting reality as they would like, that they believe the viewer would like to see it. Well, as a viewer, would you prefer to see the actual fireworks as they were, which was pretty lousy, or would you like to see beautiful fireworks? It doesn't matter, you know?
I think they should have put the disclaimer, but I don't think anybody would have watched that show if it was a cloudy show.
Why not just cut to the New York fireworks at that point? They had nice fireworks up there. It wasn't cloudy.
Because it was all set up for D.C., and it is a D.C. fireworks show. They had to show
so
a D.C.
that they have to stay fact. So
the nation's capital.
So they have to stay truthful about the location, but not the year.
Okay, next time.
I just want to know what the rules
they
are
could
here.
They could put the year. I think they should have put, to keep Larry O'Connor happy, we are putting up 2004 fireworks.
Wade and Frederick is going to solve this for us, Jesse J.
All
Duff,
right,
because
Wayne,
clearly you
us.
And I are just button
save
heads
us.
About it. Wayne, did PBS do the right thing?
Larry, you need to get some tougher skin, man. That's the last 8 years. What difference does it make?
Thank you, Wayne. Woo!
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. What difference does it make?
I paid Wayne to call in, by the way.
You don't think it makes a difference? It's the truth. That's why. The truth matters, Wayne. Even on small, if they can lie about small things, they'll lie about big things, Wayne.
They lie about everything all the time. get used to it.
All right, Wayne. Thank you for that. Wayne thinks we got bigger fish to fry with regards to the
Wayne.
Truth in this town.
We've got terrorism to worry about. You're worried about fireworks.
What difference at this point does it make?
It makes a difference because people were chattering about it. Listen, all right, I promised you some Twitter responses. Here's a couple of people on. So Twitter response is coming up in just a moment, plus PBS's response. PBS stands by their decision. We'll explain exactly what they did as well. There's plenty more to this growing controversy on Fireworks Gate last night in the nation's capital. I think Obama's behind it. It's 522 on WMAO.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman. Get protected and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
In the U.S., someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that can help prevent stroke from happening to you. Choose a virtual physical. If you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms occur, the virtual physical body scan is what you need. A virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. Blockage in the coronary arteries, which can lead to heart attacks, are also detected with a virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Call 301-984-9009 and schedule your appointment. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your full body scan. Call 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Dave Solomon is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Centerville, Centerville Road at Compton Road, there's an overturned vehicle, but this one is located off the roadway. Police are on the scene of it. In Bowie, southbound Crane Highway, right before John Hanson Highway, a truck fire in Rockville. Westbound Norbeck Road and Avery Road, a downed tree blocking all lanes. The eastbound lanes are open. Northbound 270 starting to slow between Middlebrook Road and 118. The outloop of the Beltway before Branch Avenue and accident has now been cleared out of there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. We could catch a stray thunderstorm early tonight, low 74. We'll see early patchy fog tomorrow, increasing clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, afternoon high 92 degrees. I'm Javino from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 526 on WMAL. Cassidy Pope performing She Looked Beautiful, by the way, and everyone had a great voice last night. I wonder if some of them were lip-syncing. Again, more lies from PBS.
It was
as she was singing, you could barely see these, you know, red glows behind her under the clouds because it was a terrible sky during the PBS Capital Fourth presentation, and so PBS decided, okay, we're not going to show the people this terrible sky. We're going to go to some stock footage. Here's some of the Twitter responses. When the cloud coverage is bad and PBS plays fake footage of the fireworks in D.C. See, it's fake.
It's fake.
Fraudulent. Blessed to see the fireworks from my apartment window and watch July 4th PBS, though the fireworks out my window don't look like PBS fireworks. Fake? Fake footage of fireworks on the 4th. It's cloudy and rainy in D.C. These shots are clearly not from tonight. Just flipped over to PBS here in the newsroom. While that is stock footage, they did have a few live shots. You could see the foggy conditions. That's a Jim McKay tweeting there. So anyway, here's PBS's response. They said, we showed a combination of the best fireworks from this year and previous years. It was the patriotic thing to do, they said.
It was sponsored by the Clinton campaign, I heard.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. When it comes to subterfuge here in Washington, D.C., I think this is the least of our concerns, but I'll read their full statement here. We're very proud of the 2016 Capitol Force celebration because this year's fireworks were difficult to see due to the weather. We made the decision to intercut fireworks footage from previous at Capitol Fourth concerts for the best possible television viewing experience. We apologize for any confusion this may have caused.
Confusion.
We weren't confused. We saw right through it. You should have just mentioned it. It's 528. And by the way, for those of you who are concerned and whether we've lost our mooring, we will attack the Hillary Clinton FBI testimony that occurred on Saturday.
Speaking
in
of deceit.
Just a few moments. So stay with us. It's 528.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country Choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Coming up on WMAL, everything we learned about Hillary Clinton's email interview with the FBI in just a moment, plus terror attacks around the world on this conclusion of the holy month of Ramadan. All that coming up, and Gunnery Sergeant Jesse chained up right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Donald Trump campaign is still fending off criticism of a tweet sent out last week that many people say it was anti-Semitic.
Donald Trump is still dealing with this firestorm after he put out a tweet that appeared previously on a white supremacist message board. It slammed Hillary Clinton as crooked Hillary, but it also included a six-pointed star that evoked the Star of David and therefore anti-Semitic imagery. Trump did put out a statement trying to turn this around on Hillary Clinton. Now, in that statement, he said these false attacks by Hillary Clinton trying to link the Star of David with a basic star often used by sheriffs who deal with criminals and criminal behavior, showing an inscription that says Crooked Hillary is the most corrupt candidate ever with anti-Semitism is ridiculous.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. President Obama campaigns with Hillary Clinton today.
Coming off this weekend's FBI interview over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton will try to take back control of the narrative today. She will be campaigning for the first time with President Obama in Charlotte, North Carolina, and giving her visit a bit more presidential flair. Clinton will actually hitch a ride down there with President Obama on Air Force One.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. The rain washed out fireworks shows in many communities last night, even though the show in the National Mall came off as scheduled. Fireworks shows in Greenbelt and at the University of Maryland College Park have been put off until tonight. Fireworks shows in Gaithersburg and on Solomon's Island have been rescheduled for this Friday night. Phases 3 and 4 of Metro's SafeTrack initiative begin today, and this round of work will directly affect you if you use Metro to get to Reagan National Airport. Rail line segments between the airport and Braddock Road and between the airport and Pentagon City will see significantly reduced service on the blue and yellow lines for the next 2 weeks. Thanks to NASA's latest success, we could soon have answers about Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, but also in many ways the most mysterious.
Juno's 7 scientific instruments, which have special shielding for protection against radiation, will record and send back information about Jupiter's atmosphere and magnetosphere. Here's retired NASA astronaut Leroy Chow.
It'll give us an idea of how much water, therefore how much oxygen is involved in the composition of the planet. It's going to give us some clues as to whether or not it has a rocky core.
The instruments were turned off so NASA scientists could focus on getting Juno into orbit. Juno won't make a close approach to Jupiter with all its instruments on until August 27th. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, a classic pitcher's duel at Nats Park on the 4th of July, and Milwaukee came out on top, eking out a 1-0 win. In L.A., the Orioles dropped their fifth in a row, losing to the Dodgers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Built for business. In business, time is money.
In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway right after Connecticut Avenue. There's an accident on the shoulder. Centerville Road at Compton Road. An overturned vehicle, which is located off the roadway. Police are on the scene. Southbound Crane Highway before John Hanson Highway. There is a truck fire blocking all lanes. The fire is reported out. The northbound lanes are open. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road. A downed tree takes out all lanes, and northbound 95 Virginia starting to slow 784 as you work your way up to the Prince William Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. We could catch a stray thunderstorm early tonight, low 74. We'll see early patchy fog tomorrow, increasing clouds, slight chance for showers and storms, afternoon high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 71 in Chantilly, 70 in Bowie, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL. 5:36 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Pete Hoekstra, former congressman, former House Intel chairman, and he'll talk about the rash of radical Islamic terrorist attacks over the weekend here that saw hundreds dead in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia. 8:05, Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner as Congress gets back to business today. And at 8:35, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller about Hillary Clinton's FBI interview and the latest controversies in the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, 25-year retiree. 20 years.
20.
God, I just cannot do.
Joined when I was 10. Quit aging me here.
Is here for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. Good to have you, Gunny.
Smoke and mirrors.
Compromise having open doors that were previously closed. Rose. The immigrant emerges with unprecedented finances.
Well, there were only a handful of people in the room where it happened this weekend. Hillary Clinton on Saturday. It was leaked out early Saturday morning that she would have a voluntary interview with the FBI. Now, I love that. You know, we talked about this on Friday, Brian and I did, that it's a holiday weekend. It's a big, long 3-day week. And it's a Friday. There's going to be some sort of news that drops today.
Right.
Well, we were a little off. It was Saturday morning when the news dropped that Hillary Clinton was going to do a 3.5-hour interview with the FBI. Now, mm-hmm. people are seeing this as potentially the very end of this FBI investigation. They had said that they will wait and interview Hillary Clinton after they interviewed everybody else. Part of the reason that they do that is because they want to compare her story with everyone mm-hmm. else's story yes. to see if there are any holes.
Well, the mainstream media has basically said that it's over and there won't be charges pressed. They've come to this conclusion to a point where many people are believing it, that even Chuck Todd asked her this weekend. So it's being reported that charges will not be brought against you. And she just said she would not have any comment. But the fact that she had to bring, how many attorneys did you say? Five?
She had five attorneys with her in the room. So let's just cut through very clearly exactly what their story is. She tweeted out or sent a statement that said she was happy to help the FBI conclude their review, as they put it, and she went voluntarily. Okay, voluntarily. All voluntarily means is that they didn't issue the subpoena that they would have issued.
Or an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, if she hadn't gone. So, I'm sorry, nobody talks to the FBI voluntarily. It's just a question of whether they get a subpoena or not, and she preempted the subpoena.
Right, right.
But secondly, yeah, let's talk about how the press handled this. On CNN, on their Twitter feed. Senior producer Teddy Davis tweeted out, and I'm quoting, "Sources tell CNN's Evan Perez, expectation is that there will be announcement of no charges in Hillary Clinton email probe within the next 2 weeks or so." Later, they came out, Evan Perez tweeted and said, "Expectation is no charges will be brought against Clinton so long as no wrongdoing emerged in today's interview."
So long
well,
as.
Well, that's quite a yes. difference, isn't it? But yes. reporters all took that. As you said, Chuck Todd ran with it. By the way, why was Hillary Clinton's response to Chuck Todd, "Well, I don't want to comment on this"? Why wasn't her response, "Well, Chuck, of course there will be no criminal charges brought against me. It's just a security review. I'm just helping them with their review. There's no one's going to be charged with it." That wasn't her answer, was it?
She was terrified. She probably saw piles and piles of paper in front of her, and her five attorneys probably told her that she couldn't even respond to many of the questions. I guarantee that she did not offer much. Yeah. I guarantee it was very simple.
How many times did she say, "I don't recall"? How many times did mm-hmm. she say, "Did my attorney suggest that I not answer that question"? I would like to know all of those things.
Well, once you...
We won't know.
Once you say that you're not going to answer a question, then you have to go with that throughout
I guess that's true.
Interview.
You got to plead the fifth on everything.
Right. So she had to say, "I don't recall that. That's not as I remember it. I don't..." You know, right. just very vague answers.
All right. Well, here's some things that we do know, and we will find out. Here's some things we do know. President Obama seems undeterred by the fact that she is the centerpiece of an FBI investigation. Imagine this. It's one thing to have a sitting president who has been president for two terms to campaign alongside someone of his own party there for re-election. We haven't seen this really since Ronald Reagan did it for Al Gore, because you remember famously, for George Herbert Walker Bush, famously Al Gore, the vice president to Bill Clinton, did not want to be
right,
near.
Right, there's too much negative there. But see, Hillary needs as much help as she can get, because her reputation is not good.
Well, exactly. And there's, you know, it's one thing to have a president campaigning with her. It's another to have a president campaigning with her days after she was interviewed by his Justice Department for criminal wrongdoing. He's putting his reputation on the line as well as Joe Biden's reputation on the line, as they all campaign shoulder to shoulder with him. We'll see where it comes
to that.
She's
probably the first going into a campaign with such a negative reputation and needs the help of an unpopular president to help her. I mean,
Donald Trump actually has higher negatives than Hillary Clinton, so
yes,
they're,
but for the,
they're
sitting
both breaking
president,
records.
Right,
yeah.
That's true. They're both very, very high negatives, but in her case, it's that the sitting president often is a little bit like in Al Gore's case. They often kind of walk away from that to show that they're going to be unique and different. She needs this man's help because she doesn't have it.
The biggest pitfall for Hillary Clinton in her 3.5-hour grilling by the FBI at FBI headquarters, by the way. And by the way, if she's really thankful and excited to help them with their review, why did she need five lawyers?
Five.
I mean, if you didn't do anything wrong and the FBI is at, and you're just helping them with a security review, why don't you just show up and say, "Okay, I'm here. What do
five.
You need? Five lawyers." Then there's this. The New York Post reports that Huma Abedin, in one of her depositions for the Judicial Watch, says that Hillary Clinton destroyed some of her daily schedules as Secretary of State. Now, there have been questions about Hillary Clinton's schedule and the fact that there were many omissions on her daily schedule, mm-hmm. and those omissions involved her meeting people who were donors to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. This is a quote from the deposition. "If there was a schedule that was created that was her Secretary of State daily schedule and a copy of that was put in the burn bag, that certainly happened on more than one occasion." A burn bag.
She has a burn bag. So she has the sense to know she needs to burn stuff, but she doesn't have the sense to not use a server.
Yeah, according to the Daily Caller, the use of burn bags to destroy documents is actually prohibited by federal regulations. Also, the New York Times reported over the weekend that Hillary is considering keeping Loretta Lynch as an attorney general, a further evidence that they're trying to tamper with this investigation by signaling to Loretta Lynch that she can stay in her job as long as there's no criminal wrongdoing. And finally this, right after her 3.5-hour grilling, what did Hillary Clinton do?
Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world.
She headed up to Broadway
I mean,
and somehow snagged the toughest ticket in the world and saw Alexander Hamilton one more time.
One of her donors probably provided the ticket.
At the very least. You know, I like the show, but I'm starting to really get annoyed by them cozying up to Hillary so much.
I mean, it is tacky.
And talk about arrogant for her. She's at the center of an FBI investigation. She said,
yes.
You know what? Let's go to Broadway, Bill. It'll be fun.
Yes. Did she bring Bill?
It's fine. I'll look into that. It's 544 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. According to a new DoD policy, transgender service members in the U.S. military across all branches can now openly serve their country without fear of retribution. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a news conference that after a year-long study at his direction, there were three main reasons that led to his decision to lift the transgender ban. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway after Connecticut Avenue, an accident on the shoulder. Northbound 95, Virginia, the on-ramp from Prince William Parkway. There is a crash. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road. Overturned vehicles down to one lane. Centerville Road at Compton Road, overturned vehicle. This one's off the roadway. In the District Canal Road, northwest near Arizona Avenue, a downed tree. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, a downed tree. And Bethesda River Road at Willard Avenue, standing water in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. We could catch a stray thunderstorm early tonight, low 74. We'll see early patchy fog tomorrow, increasing clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, afternoon high 92 degrees. I'm Javino from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
It's 5:46 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Joining us is Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, who is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you as always, Gunny.
Thank you.
It was a tough weekend this weekend in terms of terror attacks around the world. Bangladesh, let's start there. There was a terrorist attack there. Police are continuing to investigate it. This happened on Friday at a Dhaka cafe. And, you know, Bangladesh has not been ground zero for a lot of radical Islamic terror attacks. But this one, ISIS, is said to have been behind the attack. The government has denied it for now. There were 20 hostages taken, including the son of a government politician, university and elite public school students. Two policemen, six suspects were killed in the raid, and one suspect was arrested, and they are trying to determine how coordinated this was with regard to ISIS hierarchy, that apparently seems to be the biggest, most important thing. If it was inspired by ISIS, that's not as bad as if it was actually coordinated by their hierarchy.
What's so really sad about this, this was a 12-hour siege.
Yep.
You know, and we had Seb Gorka on last week, and he said the police departments now throughout the world are realizing whoever gets there first must react. He said you don't sit and wait to, you know, order them a pizza and negotiate. Those days are long gone. So 12 hours, it's like you really got to get in there because people will just get more and more. The death toll rises the longer it takes.
By the way, excuse me, I just misspoke one thing. The fascinating thing about this and what's really sort of rocking the people in Bangladesh and the capital city of Dhaka is that the suspects is the son of a government politician.
That's scary.
The suspects are university and elite public school students. So, you know, whenever you hear people talk about how these terrorists are all doing it because they have no jobs and they have no future. And
global warming.
Yeah, and all that. No, these are the elite. These are the learned academics in Bangladesh who were part of this plot. So that's a disgusting thing there. But wait, the disgust continues. More than 200 killed in a Baghdad bombing. This happened on a Saturday.
That was tragic.
Early Sunday, a busy shopping district. It was the deadliest single attack in Iraq's capital in years, killing 215 people. And again, this is suspected as an ISIS claimed responsibility, and they're assuming that that's exactly who did it. But wait, there's more, because, you know, this weekend was the end of the peaceful holy month of Ramadan, as we're always here. You know, you were in the military during the Iraq War, and we always heard about how, you know, the American military needs to refrain and not do too many attacks because it would offend the Muslims in the area because Ramadan is such a holy month. Why is it that the terrorists don't live by those rules?
There's actually something that I've heard, a theory. I'm not a Quran expert at all, but something to the effect of that it actually is part of the Ramadan for these terrorists because they believe that if you're killing infidels, it's actually a very holy act. This is what's sad. I had retweeted a photo of the before and after of that shopping center. This was a very modern looking shopping center. It was beautiful.
In Iraq.
And it showed the before and after, how it was completely blown out. There were 81 bodies so charred that they'll have to use DNA to identify them.
And then there's this in Saudi Arabia, you know, the holiest of holy places in the Muslim religion. Suicide bombs rocked two Saudi Arabian cities on Monday, killing at least four security officers, wounding five other people just hours after authorities in a third city stopped a bomber just feet from the U.S. consulate.
30 feet.
More people murdered by Islamic terrorism across the Middle East. But, you know, ISIS is on the run. Here comes Rush Limbaugh.
You know, most people think when the stock market falls, everyone loses money. But guess what? That's not true. There's a select group of people who reap in huge profits even when the market falls. How would you like to know what they know so you can make money in any market condition? Online Trading Academy has just produced a new video called How to Make Money When the Markets Fall. They would like to send you home with this free video when you attend one of their free half-day classes. This will help you understand how to make money when the market is up, down, or sideways. Once you understand how to make money in all kinds of market conditions, everything changes. Stop losing money. Stop losing sleep. Watch this video. Learn what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. Call Online Trading Academy now at 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE. Call 877-304-TRADE or online at tradingacademy.com. You know, most people think when the stock market falls, everyone loses money. But guess what? That's not true. There's a select group of people who reap in huge profits even when the market falls. How would you like to know what they know so you can make money in any market condition? Online Trading Academy has just produced a new video called How to Make Money When the Markets Fall. They would like to send you home with this free video when you attend one of their free half-day classes. This will help you understand how to make money when the market is up, down, or sideways. Once you understand how to make money in all kinds of market conditions, everything changes. Stop losing money. Stop losing sleep. Watch this video. Learn what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. Call Online Trading Academy now at 877-304-TRADE.
Finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel, rebel. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Rebel, rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
W-M-A-L.
Jason Worth.
Walk off the Phillies for the sweep!
Two walk-offs in the same week?
The Nationals win!
Frame the game. Nationals Brewers. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Wilson Ramos.
Ramos launches one.
Five RBIs versus the Mets in May.
Ramos a base hit!
Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts Thursday night at 6:30 on Messin.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inner loop of the Beltway at Mormon Temple, an accident on the shoulder and a volume delay. Wisconsin Avenue to Georgia Avenue, northbound 95. Virginia slows down Opens Boulevard to the Prince William Parkway, where there's an accident at the on-ramp. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road, an overturned vehicle. Two right lanes are blocked. In the District Canal Road Northwest near Arizona Avenue, a down tree. Westbound Norbeck Road and Avery Road, a down tree blocking all lanes. In Bethesda River Road at Willard Avenue, there's standing water in the roadway. Up garage door repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clouds for our Tuesday. Chance for showers and storms will top out right around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. Early patchy fog tomorrow. Slight chance for showers and storms, high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 5:56.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAL, rumors flying about who Donald Trump might pick as his vice presidential candidate. We'll give you the names and ask you, who do you want him to pick and who don't you want him to pick? And more news on this Montgomery County bag tax. Apparently, nobody cares about paying for the